The news from Ellensburg Community Radio for Monday, October 7th. The Ellensburg City Council meets at 7 p.m. tonight in the Council Chambers. The agenda includes approval of conceptual artwork by Krista Ann Ames for a permanent installation at Unity Park. 11 submissions were considered. A brush fire in Courier Creek Canyon led to residents on Upper West Sun East Road receiving Level 2, Get Ready to Leave, evacuation notices on Saturday night. The notice was reduced to level 1 on Sunday morning. The fire was at 160 acres and 40% containment as of Sunday afternoon. The Ellensburg Academy is offered at 6 p.m. October 24th at Hal Holmes Community Center. The Ellensburg Academy is a series of civic education workshops designed to inform residents and community stakeholders about the operations of city government and what is involved in delivering and maintaining services to Ellensburg residents. RSVP on the city's website. Pianist Sarah Davis Buckner performs at 7 p.m. Tuesday in the McIntyre Music Building Concert Hall. Buckner has performed in every state and province of North America as a recitalist, chamber musician, and soloist with top orchestras such as New York Philharmonic, San Francisco Symphony, and Philadelphia Orchestra, and in venues including Carnegie Hall, the Kennedy Center, and the Hollywood Bowl. The Kittas County Chamber of Commerce After Hours event is at the Patch at Jensen Farms from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday. The event is free and open to the public. An informational meeting on elections will be held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Wednesday at Hal Holmes Community Center. The event is presented by the League of Women Voters of Kittas County and the Ellensburg Public Library in partnership with the Kittas County Auditor's Office. Kittas County Auditor Brian Elliott will answer questions about voting procedures, ballot processing, and election security. And Friday night high school football. Ellensburg defeated Grandview 19-7 for its first win of the season. Kittas topped White Swan 49-0, and Clean Elm Roslyn beat Highland 54-0. The CWU football team went on the road and defeated Eastern New Mexico 44-28 on Saturday night. The Wildcats ran for 329 yards, with Tyler Flanagan gaining 126 yards, Kennedy McGill 114, and Cam Daniels 92. Central, which is tied for first place in the Lone Star Conference, plays the University of Texas Permian Basin at 6 p.m. Saturday at Tomlinson Stadium. Central Volleyball won its fifth straight match by sweeping Northwest Nazarene 25-12, 25-18, and 25-23 on Saturday. The Wildcats traveled to Alaska to play Alaska Fairbanks on Thursday. The Fish Open Table lunch today is chicken and wild rice, mixed vegetables, and peaches. Lunch is open to all seniors age 60+ from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clee Elum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clee Elum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. The forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 77 degrees. Sunset is at 6:28 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 46 degrees. Winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. This newscast can be found at www.ebergradio.org. This has been Michael Gallagher for Ellensburg Community Radio.